Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
It's called Passing the Trash, and it's not some gritty true crime trope. It's real, it's gross, and it's been festering in America's schools for decades. And we're going to expose a lot of it. We got a 10-part series working on right now. This is kind of your little preview. There is already one part that is out, and we're going to keep putting out pieces every day and digging into some of these stories. But this is going to be a preview of some of these stories that you're going to hear about, and you're going to go, are you serious? This is happening in our schools? Yes. Yes, yes, indeed it is, Mom and Dad. And I'm just as shocked and pissed as you are. Because I also use the schools because I have a 12-year-old daughter in school right now. So it's shocking, it's disturbing, and it's a systematic failure that seems to really have no end in sight unless somebody starts screaming about it or a lot of us start screaming about it. That's really what it's going to take. People in individual districts have gotten way up about this when these sort of things get exposed. But that's the problem about passing the trash. Things don't get exposed.
And they until it's too late.
Until it's too late. So there's a lot of trash that just keeps getting passed. A lot of trash that knows how to use the system and knows how to do just enough to not get sent over to authorities, but still get what they want out of their icky, sick, I just get the shivers, interactions with children. So, what am I talking about? Well, if you got kids in school, or grandkids, or you just give a shit about human decency,
right?
And something that really needs to be fixed, you need to listen and watch this. So picture this, a teacher's accused of creepy behavior. And we're going to talk about this both ways too, because I'm going to get a lot immediately saying, well, what about the kids that make false accusations? Yes, we will talk about that, okay? But there's a lot of the other way around here going on, a shocking amount of that that's going around And I think there's some sensible solutions we can discuss. But anyway, picture this. A teacher's accused of creepy behavior, maybe whispering weird compliments to kids or getting too touchy. Or as we'll learn later. Yeah, I don't want to say that word twice on the air because it's going to get a little. I don't know if I'm going to say it on the air. I might just like spell it on a piece of paper and hold it up to the camera.
I think you should.
Of something that is said in any way. Parents raise hell when instead of calling the cops or flagging the guy or gal's record, the school often hands them a neutral reference. Some even give good references, as we've learned. Let them quit quietly and wave as they stroll on to another district to start afresh.
Just be somebody else's problem.
It's like giving a fox the keys to the new hen house and acting shocked when the feathers fly. Like he said he was such a good fox. There was no reference here that said he was going to eat hens. It's a vegetarian fox. We're going to unpack this in a 10 episode series. That's going to very much surprise you if you're not aware of the ugly truth of what is going on here in the United States education system. From a guy allegedly escalating from oddball comments to murder, to coaches and elites dodging accountability, it's a lot. It's a lot. So what all happened here? Let's start with that. And I encourage you in the comments section to leave your thoughts. So let's start with the meat of this nightmare, passing the trash. It's when schools let teachers accused of predatory behavior, grooming, inappropriate touching, or essay comments, or essay, resign without reporting to authorities or documenting issues, often handling them neutral or glowing references to move on. It's a system that prioritizes avoiding lawsuits, bad press, or union fights over kid safety. Since the 1990s, when Education Week first called it out, this has been a quiet epidemic. By 2025, it's still thriving, despite laws like the Every Student Succeeds Act, mandating policies against misconduct. Why? Schools fear defamation lawsuits. Unions protect their own, and admins just want the problem to be gone. Stats hit like a gut punch. 10% of K-12 students face staff misconduct by graduation per a 2004 Shake Shack study. Harvard's 2022 estimate, well, as all things in America, it just kept getting better. Not really. For the bad people, for the wrong people. It's up to about 17%. And this is a statistic that is very, very much estimated to be conservative and underreported because these things go underreported. Texas alone logged 2,500 educator S crimes since 2017.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yes, but 4,300 administrative separations, quiet exits with no paper trail. But I will say this, Texas has now put a new law into place that has really addressed this. It's not going to save or bring back Clinton and Kristen Brink, but it, I think they did finally go in the right direction, at least within their state, because state to state is a whole other shaky ground. We have no universal reporting system in this country for any of this. So within a state, they can do as much as they can, but until we actually have a universal system for the country that actually follows it and does it, not just mandatory reporting laws, because those apparently seem somewhat optional sometimes. So let's start with a case that really brought this all to light for us here this last week. Andrew McGann, the 28-year-old, fresh out of OSU Tulsa in 2022, teaching at Donald Elementary in Lewisville, Texas. By spring of 23, parents flagged his behavior, favoritism towards girls, keeping them inside for special lunch chats, saying things like, allegedly, if you were older, I'd marry you. That's not creepy or anything.
Oh my God.
A boy cried to his mom saying, It felt wrong. Keep in mind, this is a little kid that's coming home and saying, this guy feels wrong. The district investigated, put him on leave, deemed it no outright abuse, and then let him resign with neutral references. No report of child services, no flag on his license. McGann hopped to Spring Creek Elementary in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He taught grades from 23 to 24, left voluntarily. Back to Texas for a four-day stint at Plano ISD in August of 24. He quit fast. Whispers of the misconduct resurfaced, allegedly, and that's why he only had a four-day stint there.
4 days.
4 days, but fear not. He travels to the next school, Northwoods Fine Arts in Sand Springs, Oklahoma. It's summer of 24 to May of 25. Hired then by Springdale, Arkansas, for August of 25. Today, as if we're recording this, would have been his first day on the job. But things got in the way. He ended up stabbing a couple on a, and you've probably heard about this if you've been watching us, on a trail called Devil's Den. He stabbed a mother and a father, Clinton and Kristen Brink. And the kids got away, thank God, because mom was thinking ahead as best she could and shooed them away and told them to run as fast and far as they could, and they got away. Was that his target? Were the girls his target? A lot of people are speculating yes. We don't know the answer to that yet. He's allegedly confessed as well. He's not yet pled, though. The 25th of August is when we'll find that out. Charged with capital murder, no motive, but his job hopping screams unchecked escalation. Now, could this have been avoided here had he been stopped somewhere along the way? Yes. Could he have done this somewhere else? Certainly. But this is kind of one of those see something, say something moments. But once we do say something and nothing happens, what do we do? Nothing. Like, oh, well, we said, did y'all hear that? We said something. Okay. We're good? Okay. Let's go to the Fazoli's. It's maddening. There's also Kip McFarlane, a Texas football coach in 2005 at Orangefield ISD. 16 girls accused him of lewd comments. Like he'd date them if they weren't students. Again, you know, the hit line that some of these creepy teachers think to use on kids. Parents push
like they're using this as a dating place.
Yeah. Parents push. The district gave a graceful exit. Neutral reference. No police report. He was hired 20 miles away at Port Arthur ISD, where he assaulted a 16-year-old in 2011. He's convicted. 8 years. Lifelong registration. 2013 lawsuit slammed Orangefield for negligence, settling for millions. And the football kings in Texas, coaches, they're unstoppable. Scandals mess with playoffs. So they kind of wanted to not deal. Gary Greger's case spans states. Utah, 95, rubbing legs, kissing heads, calling girls sexy. Charges dropped when witnesses recanted, but reprimanded. He got $10,000 severance, a neutral reference. In Montana, more touches, overnight invites, resigned clean. New Mexico, Española and Santa Fe, 99 to 07. Thigh grabbing, sleepovers turned into how do you shorten R appropriately for we know what R means, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
That four-letter word that no woman wants to hear.
Convicted in 2022 for 2 fourth-grade assaults, 108 years. Settlements at $8 million. No national database. Let him cross borders like a ghost. In Illinois, John White in 05, 4 second graders to eat. This is where I was going to write it on the, I'm just going to say it. I don't want to get flagged because this is like, if the reader can read this, it's going to be like, whoa. So yeah. Let's say it was snacks laced with his special sauce.
Oh God.
As loyalty tests. The district called it inappropriate relationships and gave a glowing reference.
Inappropriate relationships. This is against the law. You really shouldn't be friends with this person.
He was hired in Urbania, Illinois, assaulted 10 more, guilty in 07, 48 years, 19 victims, kids under 10 with eating disorders, nightmares, and men's fined $1,000 each for non-reporting. Ooh. The 2012 Supreme Court ruled districts liable for misleading references as well. You can't give glowing references to the guy that's making special snacks with his special sauce. It makes you really wonder when, look, I get the fear aspect of it and not wanting to get sued and how really they do have their hands tied because you do this, you're damned. You do that, you're damned. At least one, you're actually protecting the kids, though. But the liability still ends up being forced onto the school. That's where that needs to get fixed. So they don't have to fear this. But when you're, like, passing along the guy that's doing that with the Toll House cookies, that makes me wonder, what are you up to? That you're like, Well, you know, birds of a feather stick together. And I guess they have really sick baking recipes. New Jersey's Jason Fenez in 2010, lap-sitting first graders, touching thighs, hush registration, limited disclosures, hired at Cedar Prep. He essayed four more. Had ass with a 15-year-old he coached. Found guilty in 2016, 14 years, sparked a 2018 law banning trash passing. Insurers fought payouts and settlements were undisclosed. Then in California's elite schools, Joseph Notters at Viewpoint in the 1990s, whispers of kissing students, fired for a fight but got positive references. At Marlboro from 2000 to 2014, groomed six girls, impregnated a 16-year-old who miscarried. Her 2014 essay exposed him, leading to a 2015 plea, 1 year in jail, and settlements of $3 million. Yeah. And the 24-25, some of these cases still burning fresh. Oregon's St. Helens cheer coaches abused since the 1980s. Touches, texts, assaults, 20-plus victims, arrests after decades of non-reports. California's Delphi Academy, Scientology-linked coach, essayed a boy in 11 and 12. It's covered internally in 2024. The suit seeks $5 million. Kentucky's Beechwood, a teacher groomed via text. S, with an 18-year-old superintendent, failed to report. Lost licenses in 25. LA USDs. David Ostrovich, the lap dancing complaints from 03, transferred. Allegedly molested three more. $24 million settlement. Oakland Keenan Cole texted pictures of, battery, despite prior registration for similar, a 2025 guilty appeal, deferred sentence. Yeah. So, what's the fallout from this mess we have? And these are just skimming the surface, okay? Skimming. Like, we haven't even unwrapped the package. We just, like, took one of those little pieces of plastic that they sealed on the top, and you got, like, a little piece off, and it's like, damn it, I still can't open the top of this. I need to peel more. That's all. It's that. That's how small this is of the bigger picture we're talking about here. So it's not just a few bad apples. Sorry. It's not. It's a big problem. Everybody's got bad apples. They're old. It's a great way to, like, you know, that's the greatest way to flush anything away that you don't want to deal with. Well, there's some bad apples. There sure is. And it looks like that whole tree is infested. Maybe we should cut it down. It's a system wired to protect institutions over kids. Schools dodge lawsuits by keeping allegations in-house, fearing defamation if they can't prove outright abuse. And look, I get it. That's not a hard thing to prove. But that's where you go to the authorities. Because maybe it's not for you to prove. Maybe that's for the authorities to get involved. And then it becomes an issue between the complaint and the person who the complaint is against. You happen to employ them. My solution? Body cams. Every teacher. Mandatory.
Interesting.
24/7, just like police. It protects the teachers. It protects the kids.
Yeah.
That's all. Body cams. Protects the teachers. It protects the kids. It does. Then complaints that come out against the teachers. Okay, when was this? Let's go back to the log. Now, if it happens outside of school hours, that's a whole other thing. But I don't want that idea to then fall into, well, that wouldn't work. No, it would totally work if you're talking about school property and where these things are going on. And a lot of these happen there. So, yes, everything will have its flaws. Everything will have its ups and downs, its pros, its cons. But to me, it goes above and beyond, pardon the pun, just the cameras in the ceiling. And not even all schools have that. I know it's a funding thing. Well, then maybe we better put that in our city's budget, just like we have a budget for that for our law enforcement officers. How about for the safety of our children? Might be a lovely idea. But I'm sure someone will have a problem. It's going to violate somebody's right, somebody's privacy. Well, you know what? Tough shit. It's just the way it is now. It protects you, it protects me, and protects your kids. The defamation suits, like I said, they're very difficult if they can't prove outright abuse. Unions like the NEA negotiate deals to shield teachers, prioritizing job security over accountability. Admins want scandals gone, of course, fast, so they trade silence for resignations. The effect? Well, you get predators like McGahn, Gregor, and White. They didn't just slip through. They were handed a free pass to escalate. This whole, they skipped through the cracks. No, they worked the system. Apparently, one of them made baked goods along the way. GAO says unchecked offenders average 73 victims each. It's not a glitch. That's a feature of a system that values reputation over lives. Victims pay the steepest price. Kids as young as 6 face PTSD, depression, self-harm. The CDC says child abuse victims are 4 times likelier to attempt suicide. McGahn students felt off. One boy's tears signaling early trauma. Gregor's victims dropped out, battled substance abuse after being groomed as favorites. White's kids, some barely ate, developing eating disorders, terrified of snacks. Fenn's victims shunned story time. Anxiety lingered into adulthood. Burkett's miscarriage left her with shame and therapy bills. Families carry guilt for trusting schools. Parents in Española told reporters they felt betrayed. The social cost, the CDC estimates, $124 billion for the child abuse impacts, from healthcare to lost wages, if we're playing by numbers. The districts bleed too, but let's not cry for them. LAUSD's shelled out $1.4 billion. Yeah. That's LA Unified. $1.4 billion since 2013 on settlements. Yeah.
Wow.
Ostrovich's case alone hitting $24 million. insurers like Zurich and Fenn's case deny coverage, leaving districts to eat costs or jack up premiums, 20 to 30% hikes per 2024 ABA reports. Reputations tank. St. Helens lost 15% enrollment. Parents chanting report, don't hide. Beechwood's top rankings crumbled with the 2025 rallies. McLean's 2008 dip fueled vigils, branded enablers. On X, Ohio's weak laws get roasted. 50,000 retweets on 200 unreported cases yearly. So these admins, they play cleanup. You know, like they're auditioning for a corporate spin doctor gig where predators treat schools like a buffet. The cause? Misaligned incentives. Avoiding bad press. Keeping budgets tight. And letting unions call the shots. The effect? A cycle where kids are collateral damage. And schools bank on silence to save face. There are reforms. And many states do have them. Spurred by the lawsuits and the outrage, Texas just did one. In 2025, SB 571 created a do-not-hire registry, mandating disclosure of prior probes. New Jersey in 2018, the S-414 banned hush deals post-Fens. California's AB 500 extended reporting to privates after the Cotter's case. In Illinois, 2011 Act tightened checks post-White, and S's 2015 rules pushed 29 states to comply by 2022, but holdouts like Ohio lag, risking federal funds. 2025 H.R. 4082 proposal for a national database could plug interstate holes. Gregor Spree wouldn't have lasted with one. Kentucky's 2013 HB 126 banned NDAs and settlements, letting victims speak. Training mandates in 32 states have boosted reports 40% per NASP. But it's not good enough. These challenges loom. Unions fight the transparency. NEA contracts often shield exits and penalties are weak. 40 states cap non-reporting at misdemeanors. Under 1% are prosecuted per the DOJ in 24. And rural districts, underfunded, skip compliance altogether. 30% higher violations, NCSL says. Privates like Delphi dodge rules. 90% of things unreported per USA Today in 2017. Enforcement is spotty, 40% in districts non-compliant with the ESSA per the DOE in 2024. So what's next? It really depends on us. You got to demand that you're outraged. You got to demand that things change. Hit the board meetings, demand audits, put the phone down for a few minutes and go do that, because that's the only way you're going to be heard. And share this. Talk about it. Get angry. Let your friends know. People need to be aware that this is going on and it's a big problem. So we can fix this in all of our states, not just some of them. Because the abusers know no bounds. And they will go where they can be what they are, predators, and prey. The only way it's going to stop is if people speak up and not allow our school districts to do this to us anymore. God. So there you go. Are you blown away?
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
I mean, skimming it.
The parallels between this and the Catholic Church. why do we go to such lengths to protect people who are actively violating other people?
The thing is, because they're not viewing it as that. The school districts are looking at it as they are protecting themselves from a lawsuit, from losing money, from losing funding, from losing reputation, from losing students. They're not at all thinking about that next child down the way that this person is going to go and prey on.
are concerned about is, are we getting our curriculum out there? Are the students turning in their homework? Are they attending the games that they're supposed to be attending? We're very worried about their scores on all of the tests that they're taking.
Because that affects their funding. And that's why it's so horrific. That's why our system is so broken. So
it's not about the kids.
It's not. It's all about the reputation of the school. It's like these entities are narcissists, and they play by the narcissistic rule book. But the thing is, here's another way it is absolutely insane and broken. All of these testings that we do every year, and the schools get the kids all amped. They make sure you're eating enough, make sure you're sleeping enough. And none of this shit has anything to do with like their record or what they've learned. All it does is the higher the score, the more money that school district will get in funding. Now, one may think, okay, does that make a lot of sense though? I mean, if you have a place that needs some help, if their numbers are low and they need more assistance, taking money away from them doesn't exactly inspire any sort of positive change or enable that school district to bring in more people, to do better, to help raise them up. It's more like, we're going to make it even more difficult for you on the next round. And then every round, every year, it just keeps getting crappier and crappier. And then it's like, why is a school in this such disarray?
Gee,
I wonder, educators. That's how broken the whole damn thing is. How about we just fund things unilaterally in like a fair way? Like, it doesn't really matter what part of town you're in. You will get the same funding. And in some districts, in some areas, that is how it works. In others, it is not. It's very broken. And it's one of those things where I feel like forever, it's kind of like, oh, don't bother me with that. You guys figure this out. I pay my taxes. You go do it. Well, they've been doing it. They've been doing it unchecked. And now they've come back to roost. So. Ugh.
Hey, on that note, there's a lot of good back-to-school sales going on right now. I think I saw some great stuff at Target. Oh, my God. I'm not a parent. I've never had kids. I just have cats. And I'm quite happy with that. But this mortifies me as parents are getting ready to do their back-to-school shopping. Your child is already back at school this week, correct?
Yeah.
In Wisconsin, Minnesota, where I'm from, not usually till after Labor Day, but it's coming. Yeah. You know, we are in the beginning of August when we're recording this. School is back in session very soon, in less than a month.
Then maybe that's a good time for this to get out there. Maybe it's a good time for this message to get out there. And unfortunately, it was brought to light, at least to us. I know there's a lot of people who've been out there fighting this stuff for a long time. But as far as me kind of getting really aware of this was the Devil's Den case. I mean, a horrible, horrible tragedy, but then shed light on, like, well, how did this guy get here? And then it really exposed a system that allowed a predator to keep bouncing and became a far darker predator than anyone could ever have imagined.
You know, I guess at some point, and you're a parent, again, I'm not. Do you sit down? First of all, your daughter would never let any of this shit happen because, you know, Harper, she'd be like, she'd probably kick the teacher in the groin and be like, you need to shut the F up.
She'd probably grab a scissors and cut it off and sell it on eBay.
Probably. But, you know, do you sit down and have a talk with your son or daughter and say, if there's something you're seeing that makes you uncomfortable,
yes,
or you feel that, yeah.
Of course you do. You don't sit down and talk with your cats about that?
Well, I'm the one that makes them uncomfortable, so that becomes a very awkward situation.
But yes, but here's the thing. Here, look, I raised my girls on To Catch a Predator and Chris Hansen reruns, and yeah. I see nothing wrong with that. Some are like, oh, I don't want to, you know, poison their minds. Like, you're not, you're protecting them. You, because trust me, them being aware that these mother effers are out there, that's good. Unfortunately, yes. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this necessarily when they're still flipping around between reading Rainbow and Today's Special and Wonder Woman. Oh, those are all 80s shows. Whatever the hell, from Caillou, which is the dumbest goddamn show I've ever seen in my life.
Never seen it.
You don't want to. Or whatever the hell your kids are watching at a very young age. But when they can understand it, I think Harp was about 6 or 7 when she started watching, like, To Catch a Predator. And the thing is, she was aware that this stuff was out there. Like, she had heard about it already. She wasn't probably from her sister, quite honestly. But, and there's not, I mean, this is a big sister. It happens. It's not a big deal that she'd be aware of some of this stuff. But I think it was a shock to both of them of just how easy it is for these people to kind of sneak into your life. Especially when we're all at one point young and dumb, and they are, and, you're a little more gullible to stuff. And there's so many damn ways for people to communicate with your kids online. You have no idea. It is insane. There are so many backdoor ways. It's like, I find new things every day where I'm like, what are you looking at? What is this? Well, this is just a chat and it's through this. And it's like, what the, I guess if you're a predator, there's a lot of ways that it's like, they've opened the gates of hell for you. It's insane.
What's really bothering me here, Tony, is that I remember as a kid, and I'm Gen X here, so yeah, it's been a while. But if you had something going on and maybe you couldn't go to your parents, who did you go to next? A trusted teacher, maybe clergy. These are the people that we're highlighting right now that... And we're not saying that they're all bad.
No,
that's not what we're saying.
And the thing is, it's not a teacher problem.
No,
this isn't an administration problem. Most of the teachers out there, I would guess very high percentages are good.
Yeah.
And they end up getting a bad name when the districts don't do anything about these types of people. And
Correct. Trust
me, it ain't just the kids that bring this stuff up to the administrators. It ain't just the parents that bring, it's the people who have to work with these monsters too. Believe me, they bring it up. And guess what? That shit don't go anywhere half the time. It's like, well, we'll look into it. Doesn't necessarily get documented. Doesn't necessarily do this or that, but we'll look into it, and they won't find anything because they don't look for anything. And it's insane. I know many a teachers, and it's nuts. It is nuts. And it is a huge systematic problem with districts and administration. The administrations in so many districts are not listening to their teachers. They're not doing what the teachers are asking. They are more so following whatever playbook they need to do so they get those good test scores and that the reputation is good and they keep getting their oversized check for not doing their jobs, which ultimately keeping those children safe and educating them. Because even the educating part is rather questionable these days. So that's where the problem lies. It's within the districts. Do not get mad at teachers.
No.
Unless it's a creepy, horrible teacher. But again, that's where the cameras could come into play. Protects the teacher, protects the kid. Protects the teacher from BS claims. Because I hear it. I mean, I've heard feedback. Well, the high school kids know how to work. It all takes is one, you know, rogue student to say a teacher did this or that to me. Of course, yes. And
yeah,
that's
absolutely
why
it does.
And that's all it would take. Cameras. Body cams. Don't ever be in a situation with a student where that thing is not on.
And there should be multiple cameras in every corner of a room to get every view.
Well, I think that might be a little unrealistic financially for schools to have four cameras in a room.
I get that, but you know what?
Get a body cam.
I'm going to say something. So we've talked a little bit about my personal situation. I had a camera, $29.99 on Amazon, that changed my life.
Yeah.
Turned my world upside down a month ago.
It would, the feasibility would be the big thing. But I would honestly say, I mean, I think I completely agree. I think each classroom should have a camera that covers mm-hmm. the room. Mm-hmm. I also think that every teacher should have a body cam that will cover any conversation, any words coming out of that person's mouth, any close contact. It is there. And then when Susie says to mom, hey, so-and-so said this to me or did this, go check the cam. Did it happen or did it not? And that will answer your question very quickly. Is the kid lying? Is the kid making something up, or are they taking something wrong, or are they telling the truth? The camera will see and tell. Problem solved, kids. Well, that and reporting laws. But I think if you get everyone cammed and mic'd up, you ain't going to have this problem the way you do. Because everybody's on camera, those stats are going to go down. Tell me what your thoughts are in the comments section on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there. And follow us and listen to us on the podcast platforms. If you're not there too, you can take us when you go. Do that same search and you will find us there. Let us know in the comments what your thoughts are. Until next time, we'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.